Welcome to a special edition of the official Desperate Housewives podcast. Not only will we hear from executive producer Mark Cherry, but we'll also hear from cast members James Denton and Neil McDonough, who play Wisteria Lane's Mike and Dave, respectively. ABC.com's Blake Peyro caught up with the cast at the Paley Center's panel for the 100th episode of Desperate Housewives, and he got a little insight into how the whole Dave Williams revenge storyline just might wrap up. But be warned, both actors have completely different ideas about what will happen. Then, just for fun, stay tuned to hear Katherine Justin share who she thinks should be her character Mrs. McCluskey's love interests. Yes, that's plural. But first, Mr. Mark Cherry.
Hello, this is Mark Cherry, the creator and executive producer of Desperate Housewives. Welcome to this week's official Desperate Housewives podcast. I hope everyone's as excited as I am about the season finale airing this Sunday, May 17th. It's a special two-hour finale that wraps up some old storylines and introduces some new ones. You don't want to miss it. But before I tell you about that, let's talk about where we left off on the last episode, Marry Me a Little. Susan and Jackson were leaving to get married when immigration agents showed up to take Jackson away as a smiling Dave Williams lingered in the background. Mike proposed to Katherine, and even though she's thrilled to be engaged, Katherine still has some doubts about what prompted Mike to propose and his feelings for Susan. Orson found out that all of his and Bree's stolen items are locked in a storage unit rented under Bree's name. Gabby found a friend of hers at a homeless shelter and had to deal with the fact that she's not as secure in her position as she thought she was. Tom told Lynette that he decided to get plastic surgery to look younger, and Lynette had to convince him not to by introducing him to a co-worker whose face looks like he's standing in a wind tunnel. Now, to give you a little background on some of these storylines, for me, the funniest one was the plastic surgery storyline. Now, for those of you who wonder how we go about casting someone to look like they've had bad plastic surgery, we actually had to put a call out to agents asking them to send in actors who either looked like they'd had bad plastic surgery or indeed had had bad plastic surgery. It was kind of interesting, some of the actors that showed up. We ultimately went with a fantastic actor named Paul Ryan. I don't actually know if Paul had any work done, but he had a very angular face, and our makeup people thought, oh, we can really work with this to make him look like he's been through some stuff. One of the things you won't have seen because we obscured it with special effects, we had little things pulling back his face very taut, and you could see him every time he turned around, and we had obscured that, you know, like little threads that were hooked to some devices. So his face was pulled to look as tight as possible. That was all done by our fantastic hair and makeup people. And they put a wig on him so that you couldn't see all the tape and stretching material that was right above his forehead and on the temples. And he was fantastic. And Doug Savant actually was fine with this storyline. A lot of people wonder if Doug might have been offended that we were having his character consider plastic surgery. But Doug always has a fantastic sense of humor about these things. And ultimately, this was a storyline a lot of writers were happy to write because, you know, we all know people in show business who've had some bad plastic surgery done. And it was a time for us to get our jokes out. You know, one of the fun things that's going on in Bree's storyline is her burgeoning relationship with Carl, played by the fantastic actor Richard Berge. Richard's someone who we introduced in, I think, the second episode of Desperate Housewives, and he came and spent all of season two with us, and I've been looking for an excuse to bring him back, and the idea of having him involved in this kind of snappy dialogue-esque relationship with Bree, you know, there was something about their relationship together that I thought would be a lot of fun. And certainly when I told Marcia that she and Richard would be having a lot of scenes together, Marcia thought it was great because she likes playing with characters that really cause Bree to take umbrage. And certainly the very crass Carl Mayer does that. And they've been having a lot of fun with that. And I think we'll be seeing some of Richard next season as well. And in the Mike Katherine storyline, we're really starting to build the triangle, I think, very nicely between Susan, Mike, and Katherine. You know, Katherine wants Mike. She wants him to herself. She wants a relationship with him. But clearly, Mike still has feelings for Susan. You know, and I think it's something that I feel, you know, the viewers say to me, which is that, you know, Susan and Mike just feel right together. Mike and Katherine doesn't exactly click. So what do we do there? And yet, I like the fact that we're starting to really understand more and more about Catherine's deep emotional need for Mike. And I think the triangle's really finally getting interesting, and I'm having a lot of fun with that. Now, without giving too much away, here are a few of the things happening on Wisteria Lane in the two-hour season finale of Desperate Housewives. Gabrielle and Carlos will go to a family reunion where a request will be made of a dying Aunt Connie that they take in her granddaughter, her beloved granddaughter, Anna. Orson, having discovered that Bree wants a divorce, starts to blackmail Bree into staying with him. This causes some shocking events from Carl's side of the divorce table. Tom will surprise Lynette with something new that he wants to do in his life. And this will have huge ramifications as Lynette has a very upsetting visit with the doctor. Lily Tomlin will return as Karen McCluskey's sister Roberta with information about Dr. Heller's disappearance. And we will see Dave Williams finally enact his plan for revenge on Susan and her son MJ. You know, one of the things that's kind of nice for us on Desperate Housewives is that we have the luxury of knowing that we are returning to the fall schedule. We get our pickup fairly early in the year, and, you know, the show continues to do pretty well in the ratings. And that, you know, allows us to plan ahead. And we've already got some terrific story arcs planned for next season. So you're going to really see, you know, the beginnings of next season in our season finale. We're going to show you the kinds of issues we're going to be dealing with, and I think there's going to be some fun surprises for you, and at least one terrific cliffhanger. For those of you who I'm going to drive crazy over the summer, I apologize in advance, but I think it's going to be pretty fun, and I think it's going to be really one of the most exciting season finales that we've ever done. So I hope that you'll all be able to show up on May 17th for the big two-hour event.
Thanks, Mark. And now, Blake Payro talks to James Denton, Neil McDonough, and Catherine Justin. Enjoy!
Are you a little nervous that Mike might not be around next season?
Dave's a newcomer. I'm not worried at all. Neil is so great. Plus what he's doing on the show, the way he goes about his revenge in the end, I don't see much way we can keep him around. It's pretty nasty. He's at least got to go to jail, if not worse. So I would love for him to stay. I mean, we're both huge baseball fans. Neil and I talk baseball every day, and he's been great to have around and a brilliant actor. But I don't think he's a direct threat to Mike. I think my big threat, make sure I don't make Mark Cherry mad, keep my head down, and just coast along. I don't think Neil will be a threat.
Now, we don't want to see Dave Williams go. Is there room on the lane for a guy that's...
Oh, there's always room on every road for a sicko, isn't there? So, you know, there's always forgiveness. There's always other things that can happen. So, you know, that's up to Mark. And if Mark wanted me to come back, you know I'd be back. So I'm certainly not completely finished with Desperate Housewives right
now. Now, Mark had said to me that there might be romantic interest for you, and I heard someone else talk about it with you.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
But so, like, what would your ideal romantic interest be?
I think we should do a Harold and Maude with the twin boys. They're about 18 now. Ménage à trois.
Kyle MacLachlan was talking about maybe getting down with you. What do you think about that? Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh, why not? You know, anything. Any port to stir, honey.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening to the official Desperate Housewives podcast. This is Mark Cherry signing off, reminding you to watch the two-hour season finale of Desperate Housewives this Sunday evening on ABC.